Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Replays in college basketball aren't playing well. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. What a tremendous Final Four and national championship for Virginia, perhaps the most fortunate team to ever cut down the nets. And while nothing can take away the Cavaliers' title, their good luck has restoked the argument over video replays. One of the most controversial foul calls in college basketball history allowed Virginia to pull out the semifinals win over Auburn. Kyle Guy's deep corner jumper didn't miss, but also sent him to the line for three shots, all of which he made to edge the Tigers. You can't review fouls unless there is a possible flagrant one or flagrant two, and Guy still had to hit all three free throws to put his team over the top. But on the way to that fateful foul, teammate Ty Jerome committed an obvious double dribble when he lost the ball off his own leg into the backcourt, went to retrieve it, and started dribbling again. Such a critical no-call should be reviewable, even if the opposing coach has to use a challenge like the rule they just changed in the NFL. Had Jerome gone back and kept dribbling the ball, that would have been fine. But he picked it up and started again, a clear violation in the heat of a game-changing play. On Monday night, the officials agonized over the replay of a late out-of-bounds call ruled in favor of Texas Tech. A long review watching the play in extra slow motion somehow gave the ball back to Virginia when such overrules are supposed to be only if there is indisputable evidence. That didn't seem to be the case. Not only are the replay calls inconsistent, they sometimes take forever as the refs review them at the scorer's table. That drives announcers crazy, like Jay Billis, who says if that much time is required to pick the play apart, stay with the call on the floor. Thank goodness most reviews are only allowable in the last 2 minutes of games when the calls are most crucial. But the Billis rule should apply whenever the officials go to the monitors. Stick with the original call unless it was obviously a missed call. Replays aren't ruining the game. They just add another element to the talking points afterward that go down in history like asterisks alongside the results. This is Archansky. See you.